This is part two. Faith for attaining Buddhahood in this lifetime. Naturally, the Gohonzon in itself is great beyond measure. There is the passage from Nichiren Shonin's six-volume writings that states, "Even someone who has not yet aroused true faith will still receive immense benefit through connecting with the correct object of devotion, namely the Gohonzon. The Soka Gakkai, which has inherited the true lineage of faith, is dedicated to widely spreading this infinite and boundless power of the Gohonzon to still countless others. Faith as practiced by the Soka Gakkai entails an active struggle to manifest the mystic law in one's life. It also produces clear, actual proof of benefit. When we advance together with the Soka Gakkai, we naturally come to internalize the correct practice of faith as taught by Nichiren Daishonin. Therefore, those who sincerely chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo to the Gohonzon and practice and participate in activities with the Soka Gakkai cannot fail to become Buddhas. The purpose of faith is to freely realize our full potential and shine in our own unique way. That's why it's important to keep advancing and challenging ourselves to have the spirit. I will exert myself in my practice. I will deepen my faith. I will do my best as a member of the Soka Gakkai. This is the certain path to attaining Buddhahood in this lifetime. With this recognition, let's concretely and strictly apply to our daily practice the Daishonin's admonition. If you think the law is outside yourself, you are embracing not the mystic law, but an inferior teaching. To seek the mystic law somewhere outside of us essentially amounts to an evasion of responsibility for our own life. Practicing the Daishonin's Buddhism means not being swayed this way and that. It means constructing a self that is solid and resolute, like towering Mount Fuji. But if we neglect this task and focus our energies somewhere else, we can end up veering into a path of seeking the law externally before we are even aware of it. For example, if we chant to the Gohonzon, but always blame other people or our environment for our circumstances, we are avoiding the challenge of tackling our inner darkness or ignorance. By doing so, we are seeking enlightenment outside of us. It is by changing ourselves on a more profound level that we can begin to improve our situation. Prayer is the driving force for that change. It is also important that we don't fall into the trap of practicing dependent faith, where we pin our hopes on having our prayers answered through the divine or transcendent powers of gods or Buddhas. This is a typical example of viewing the law as outside oneself. The provisional Buddhas of the pre-Lotus Sutra teachings readily lend themselves to this kind of faith, the essence of which is escapism. Even when they're obviously suffering, people with this kind of dependent faith avoid looking at their problems. They don't have the courage to make any actual effort to challenge their situation. Without a struggle, however, we cannot directly engage the gears of our human revolution. In such a scenario, quite frankly, faith has simply been used as something to hide behind and avoid having to deal with reality. To use the analogy of mountain climbing, if we just walk around the base of the mountain and never actually make any attempt to ascend its slopes, we'll never reach the summit, no matter how much time passes. If we avoid challenging our own issues, we'll never be able to strengthen and develop ourselves, and we won't possibly be able to attain Buddhahood in this lifetime. In addition, it is also important that we try to rid our lives of general doubt and disbelief, as well as grumbling and complaining. The erroneous belief that Myoho Renge Kyo, the mystic law, exists outside of our life has at its core an inability to believe that all people, both ourselves and others, possess the Buddha nature. And this disbelief stems from fundamental darkness or ignorance. In terms of attitude and faith, this tendency to skeptically regard the Buddha nature as a nice ideal, but one that doesn't really change reality, will manifest itself as prayer that is weak, vague, and lacking confidence. If our efforts and faith are half-hearted, we won't be able to change our attitude or fundamentally transform our life. As the Daishonin indicates in this writing when he says, "You must summon up deep faith. If we hope to attain Buddhahood in this lifetime, we must continue striving to deepen our faith and prayer. And as our faith deepens, it will manifest as confident and concrete prayer. Because our practice of faith is aimed at attaining Buddhahood in this lifetime, it is absolutely essential that we have a solidly focused mind or attitude when chanting Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. It is like trying to shoot an arrow. Without a clear target, we don't draw the bow with any real energy or determination. In the same way, our prayers can only be realized when we replace vague yearnings with concrete determinations and confident daimoku to definitely accomplish what we hope to achieve. Grumbling and complaining are the principal gateways leading to general doubt and disbelief. Even if we know that such behavior is wrong, we may find ourselves doing it in spite of ourselves. Should grumbling and complaining become habitual, it will act as a constant brake on our growth and cause us to forget about advancing and improving ourselves. When that happens, we effectively close off our own potential, falling into the path of seeking the law outside of us. While it might be a real challenge to stop grumbling and complaining, the mystic law gives us the wisdom to control these tendencies and use them as a springboard for positive growth and development. Let's also strictly guard against slandering our fellow members. Slandering and harboring resentment and jealousy toward others turns us in the direction of denying their Buddha nature. Not being able to believe in others' Buddha nature, just like not being able to believe in our own Buddha nature, causes us to stray off course to seek the law externally. Our Buddha nature is what fundamentally spurs us to realize happiness for ourselves and others. Not to believe in the Buddha nature is to deny the spirit of the Lotus Sutra, which teaches that all people have the potential for Buddhahood. Consequently, the Daishonin sternly warns that if we go against the spirit of the sutra, not only will our prayers to attain Buddhahood in this lifetime not be fulfilled, but we will end up committing slander of the law. Also, unless we practice together united in the spirit of many in body, one in mind, the great desire for Kosen Rufu cannot be fulfilled. Let us confirm once again that chanting Nam Myoho Renge Kyo for the happiness of ourselves and others is the true means for attaining Buddhahood in this lifetime. Each person has the potential to become a Buddha. The spirit of the first three presidents pulses in the Soka Gakkai. A Buddhist teaching that affirms the existence of the law in each person's life is one that treasures the individual. It calls out to each person, encourages their individual human revolution, and seeks to lead all people to enlightenment. In the appearance of one person after another embracing faith, we find the principle of bodhisattvas steadily emerging from the earth to propagate the law and the unchanging formula of Kozen Rufu. This is the path of the Soka Gakkai that the first three presidents, Sunesaburo Makiguchi, Jose Toda, and myself have steadfastly followed. That is why the Soka Gakkai has achieved such phenomenal development and why Kozen Rufu has spread throughout the entire world. In contrast, Buddhist teachings that view the law as existing outside one's own life tend to be authoritarian or formalistic, disregarding and repressing the people. They are prone to emphasizing rituals or clerical authority, while their followers passively seek to assuage their anxieties through dependence on ceremonies or clergy. Further, taking advantage of the fact that one of human beings' greatest sources of anxiety is death and what comes after, Buddhist schools of this kind in Japan have come to function almost exclusively as purveyors of funeral and memorial services for the deceased, devolving into what is known as funeral Buddhism. They do not offer a philosophy that empowers people or enables them to live their lives better. The Soka Gakkai's founder, President Makiguchi, asserted that Nichiren Daishonin's Buddhism is a teaching for transforming one's life. To believe that the mystic law exists within us is to have the confidence that we will definitely become happy and attain Buddhahood in this lifetime. Faith also means actively working for Kozen Rufu through sharing the Daishonin's Buddhism based on the conviction that it holds the key to happiness for both ourselves and others. This genuine faith pervades the Soka Gakkai and the SGI. The greatness of the Soka Gakkai and the spirit of oneness of mentor and disciple of the first three presidents shine in their undertaking this most difficult of challenges, that of awakening people to the law within. President Toda used to say, "You should resolve, I am Myoho Renge Kyo. The mystic law is the highly effective medicine that relieves the sufferings of all people. It is also the great treasure storehouse that brings good fortune and happiness to all. The important thing is to live out our lives based on and completely in sync with the mystic law. It is to imbue and solidify our lives with the mystic law. Our daily realities are filled with an endless succession of problems. But with the firm belief that our lives are Myoho Renge Kyo, we should strive to boldly challenge everything with the unwavering conviction that we can overcome all hardships and become happy without fail. When we attain deep faith based on the foundation that I am Myoho Renge Kyo, we can take on any problem with courage. The key to victory in life lies in whether or not we can bring forth courage. Not a shrinking timidity, but a challenging courage. That is what we need to have. Irrespective of the obstacles we may encounter in the course of our practice, we must not retreat a single step. We must not be alarmed or startled by them. The power of the mystic law, Myoho Renge Kyo, can triumph over anything. It's important to be deeply confident of this. Fearing hardships and bemoaning and resenting our environment is to live with the belief that the law is outside our own life. So is losing confidence in our ability to overcome our circumstances and turning to others in the hope that they will save us, or blaming others for our problems, or giving in to hopelessness and resignation. When difficulties beset us, no matter how trying they may be, we must clearly see them for the obstacles or devilish functions they are and battle against them without retreating. This is the way of life of those who chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo and dedicate their lives to the mystic law. The Daishonin says, Nichiren's disciples cannot accomplish anything if they are cowardly. In accord with these words, let's cast aside cowardice and make courage our foremost attribute. People of courageous faith can break through the dark clouds of fear, ignorance, and delusion to bring the sun of the mystic law to shine and beautiful flowers of Myoho Renge, literally Lotus of the Mystic Law, to bloom in their lives. President Toda gave the following guidance to the Young Women's Division members in the pioneering days of our movement. You should take pride in possessing the same life as the Buddha of the latter day. Win in life with a noble spirit. You must absolutely never depreciate yourself. Nichiren Daishonin's Buddhism starts from the realization that the supreme life condition of Buddhahood exists in each of us. It is a teaching that makes it possible for us to achieve the most profound inner transformation, a transformation of our fundamental attitude or mindset. That's why the Daishonin emphasizes the importance of our heart or mind. He writes, whether you chant the Buddha's name, recite the sutra, or merely offer flowers and incense, all your virtuous acts will implant benefits and roots of goodness in your life. With this conviction, you should strive in faith. All of our efforts in faith, including our practice of gongyo each morning and evening, and all of our various gakkai activities, are virtuous acts that implant benefits and roots of goodness in our lives. Those who advance with this deep awareness will be true victors who travel the direct path to attaining Buddhahood in this lifetime. Always upholding the great philosophy embodied in the Daishonin's word, it is the heart that is important. Let us lead magnificent, victorious lives.